The Marriage of Heaven and Hell by William Blake. The Argument. Rintra roars and shakes his fires in the burdened air. Hungry clouds swag on the deep. Once meek and in a perilous path, the just man kept his course along the vale of death. Roses are planted where thorns grow, and on the barren heath sing the honeybees. Then the perilous path was planted, and a river and a spring on every cliff and tomb, and on the bleached bones red clay brought forth. Till the villain left the paths of ease to walk in perilous paths and drive the just man into barren climes. Now the sneaking serpent walks in mild humility, and the just man rages in the wilds where lions roam. Rintra roars and shakes his fires in the burdened air. Hungry clouds swag on the deep. Plate 3. As a new heaven is begun, and it is now 33 years since its advent, the eternal hell revives. And lo, Swedenborg is the angel sitting at the tomb. His writings are the linen clothes folded up. Now is the dominion of Edom and the return of Adam into paradise. Without contraries is no progression. Attraction and repulsion, reason and energy, love and hate are necessary to human existence. From these contraries spring what the religious call good and evil. Good is the passive that obeys reason. Evil is the active springing from energy. Good is heaven, evil is hell. Plate 4. The Voice of the Devil. All Bibles, or sacred codes, have been the causes of the following errors. That man has two real existing principles, viz. A body and a soul. That energy, called evil, is alone from the body, and that reason, called good, is alone from the soul. That God will torment man in eternity for following his energies. But the following contraries to these are true. Man has no body distinct from his soul, for that called body is a portion of soul discerned by the five senses, the chief inlets of soul in this age. Energy is the only life and is from the body.